It's May 21st, 2022. This is Taking the Temperature of the NRHA. I'm your host, Bruce Krentz, who just got a call from Crystal in HR saying, it's long service week, and I've got a few people maybe you should talk to. We've got a five-year award winner and a couple of 35s. But first, I know it hasn't been 35 years, but it feels like a long time since I talked to our CEO, Helga Bryant. I think I'll call the big office and find out what's going on. Good morning, Helga. It's nice to talk to you again.
It's been a little while. It's great to hear your voice again.
It has been a while. The last time we talked, there was snow on the ground. Now it finally really feels like spring, maybe even summer. I'm in Thompson right now. You've been everywhere in the last few days, including Thompson, for a visit with our minister and a few other people. I haven't heard a whole bunch about it, but it sounded like a great event.
Yeah, you know, the Minister of Health, the Deputy Minister, an ADM, a couple of people from Shared Health were up. The visit was prompted by a letter from our board chair who asked the minister to please come to the north and talk about health services in the north, sustainability of health services. She obliged. We had some of our partners there. KTC was present, UCN. We had mayors. Elder Jack Robinson was there for much of the day and opened and closed in a good way. And we talked about three main things. One was clinical services and what that should look like in the north and how we sustain clinical services. We also talked about infrastructure and some of the condition of our building, some of our systems challenges, both building and digital. Also, some of our information technology and communication. You know, one of the mayors spoke about cell service in the north in general. So it kind of went even beyond some health things, but a really, really good interaction. You know, we did talk about health human resources, of course. That is a problem across the country, across the province, but certainly in the north. And I was struck by how usually this is the time of year we celebrate our long service. And, you know, we have the total counterpoint to our recruitment and retention challenges by celebrating those of our staff, the years and years that you have stayed committed to healthcare in the north. Some of you have been here 5 years, 10 years, 20, all the way up to 30. We've celebrated some staff that have been here 35 years and longer. So I just want to do a big shout out, Bruce, to all of those staff that are so committed and just come to work every day for their shifts and give of themselves to the patients, to if they're in support areas. I just wanted to take this opportunity in this beautiful May day to just note those individuals and thank them personally. I really miss. You know, normally we would have gone around the region and I would have seen you all in person and we would have been able to, you know, verbally in person, give you our gratitude and offer you a gift. Now the gifts are coming in a ways that the gifts are going to get to you.
I'll back you up on that. I've been to the long service with you and I know that you kind of glow. There's a giant smile on your face when you walk into those days and those aren't just words. It's really true. And I think you and a lot of people in the region might be happier to be able to get together for lunch than even to get some of the gifts that we get. Not that our gifts aren't good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The gift is the secondary piece. I just am really looking forward to more and more connecting with people. We're starting to have more in person. And still doing that with sort of a COVID lens and trying to do it safely. But I really am looking forward to getting out and about a little more and seeing people.
Next year, we do this long service thing in real life. Can we make a date?
We'll make a promise for each other. Absolutely.
The first one Crystal put on my list and someone I'm sure Helga would have loved to see get this in real life. It's Marie Hildebrandt, a five-year recipient. She works at the long-term care facility in Flin Flon, doing recreation. Hi, Marie. How are things in Flin Flon today?
Oh, it's good. It's nice and sunny in here. No rain so far.
So I know you're a rec programmer there. I'm going to give you a fun fact. I have a recreation degree.
Oh, nice. I'm just actually starting to finishing up my school in recreation. I still have a few more courses to finish and I'm done too.
I did one of my placements, this was a few years ago, in a long-term care facility. And tell me if things have changed or if they haven't. What do you do sort of on a day-to-day basis?
It's kind of tough right now because of the pandemic and all that stuff. But usually we do activities that are for their physical, mental, and emotional aspect. Like we do lots of socializing, one-on-one visit. It really depends. We are more focused on keeping them healthy in all aspects of their of themselves and all that. If you know what I mean? Like I know for a fact that all elders love bingo. That is a number one hit. And oh yeah, and the second one would be our pub night, and that's a second hit when they can usually hang out with friends. It doesn't even has to have a booth there and everything. It's just more like, you know, the idea of their socializing, and there's karaoke or sometimes concerts on TV and all that. That kind of activities we do.
So we really talked a lot about physical health back when I was doing it. And it's really nice to see that you're looking at sort of a more well-rounded approach.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's just like, if we're talking about physical, there's more like exercise there. But at the same time, you kind of inject how it should be fun. It's not just like focus on exercising, but it kind of like, I'll give you an example. Like we're playing a ball hockey. It's a fun activity, but it also includes physical and socializing because they're all together. They're hitting the ball. They're moving their legs and arms and all that stuff. So it's just kind of like, in a way, it's kind of like under physical.
Yeah.
If we're kind of like in a baking session, it's more like it's socializing. At the same time, it's kind of in cognitive aspect of that because they've got kind of like reading and using their hands as well and all that stuff. So it's kind of like an activity that kind of consists of a lot of aspects.
Okay, you totally caught me off guard with ball hockey. I did not expect to hear ball hockey in a long-term care facility.
See? Yes, and you know, you kind of like make it fun out of it, like creative ideas. Like, you know, it's an exercise, you kind of like inject some sports in it.
You've listed off a whole bunch of different things that you're doing, and it's pretty amazing. Is one of them your favorite? Is there something that you look forward to?
Oh, I love arts and craft. I love arts and craft because it's, I feel like they are more imaginative in that area. You just, from a blank picture to a newer picture. And that excites me every time. Oh, I didn't know you like this kind of color and all that stuff. Another thing is my favorite is this season, like we're already planning to clean up and garden at the patio. So that's another thing because fresh air, flowers, birds chirping and, you know, outdoors.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are my faves.
That just sounds wonderful. Now, how did you end up in this position? Did you have some other jobs before you got here? What drew you to that?
I work in a retail before applying to the hospital. And then when I got hired at a hospital, I actually started as the dietary aide. And from then on, I got hired at recreation. And I'm staying there because I feel like that is my dream job. Like, oh, I got lucky, you know, because I just love my job. So I feel like it's destiny.
So you've been with the RHA for 5 years. Does it feel like it's been 5 years?
Actually, it's not. I feel like when HR phoned me, oh, we're going to give you a award. Like, oh, okay, what is that? Like, oh, for your service awards. I'm like, oh. Did I do that 5 years already? You know, I was even surprised myself, like, OMG, you know, like, wow, that's amazing.
I feel like you're somebody that does a lot of different things. What are some of your favorite things to do outside of work?
I love gardening. That's number one. I like outdoors, basically, more outdoors. I like camping. I like artwork. I like doing crafts with my kids. I like baking and all like, all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? In wintertime, I like tobogganing. That's all I can think of. I don't like much in the winter, but I like tobogganing though.
It really does sound like never a dull moment. If you don't mind me asking, how old are your kids?
I got a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old.
Oh, so on top of all yes. That, it's busy times at your house.
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's constantly busy.
My list jumps fast. Crystal doesn't mess around. From 5 years right to 35. It's Vera Comerford, our patient care manager over in the PAW. I don't know how hard Crystal bullied you, but...
Well, you know, she's pretty persuasive. I said, you know, I'm kind of not one to talk about myself, but oh well.
It's long service week. Congratulations on 35 years. Did you ever think that you would spend that much time with the health region? I'm guessing it wasn't even the RHA when you first started.
No, it wasn't. It was, you know, the PAW Health Complex when I first came here, and I actually didn't expect to spend 35 plus years in the north. When I graduated from nursing school in, you know, October of 1986, there were no jobs. It's not like nursing today where you can pretty much go wherever you want. I went to school at the hospital in Brandon, and I think they hired 4 people out of our graduating class, and that was it. So I found out about the job here in the PAW when I was down in Souris with my dad visiting a longtime friend of his. Her granddaughter was visiting as well, and she actually worked in the lab at that time here in the PAW. And she said to me, she said, well, you know, I think there's jobs in the PAW. She said, you should call Lois McMurtry, who was the director of nursing at that time. So on a Friday afternoon, I called Lois, and I was on the bus by Sunday evening, moving to the north to take a maternity leave. So by the time I was 6 months into that maternity leave, I had a permanent full-time job in the north. And I had said to myself when I came north, because I knew nobody up here, and actually probably hadn't been any farther north than Madge Lake at that time, I said, well, I'll come to the north for a year and I'll get some experience and it'll open up more doors elsewhere. Well, 35 years later, I'm still in the north. I don't regret one minute of that.
You started through a maternity leave. What's your path to today?
Well, when I started on the old medical unit and I worked there for about 4 years. And then I took a position on the pediatric unit, which at that time was a standalone pediatrics unit. And I worked there for, I think, about 5 years. And then they combined medical and pediatrics. So I worked there for a while. And kind of during that period as well, I did some supervising for the hospital when we still had supervisors, so kind of managing all the units on nights and weekends. In 1999, I took a job on surgery and SCU, which was up on the third floor here. And I worked there for a couple of years until they combined the emergency department with the special care unit down on the main floor. And I moved down there in 2001. And I spent the next probably 20 years working in Emerge for probably 15 years as a staff nurse and then 6 years as the CRN when that position was created. Then once the opportunity came, moved into this position when Debbie retired.
20 years in the ER. What about it did you like?
I really like the critical care aspect of it. I always tell the students coming in that emergency medicine is like fly by the seat of your pants medicine. You never know what's coming through the door and you kind of have to be prepared for everything. You know, I hate to use that term adrenaline junkie, but I like that fast-paced critical nursing.
And we won't tell anybody if you say yes, but has it been a bit of a letdown moving into more of a management role where you don't get that same kind of adrenaline day to day?
No, you know what? Actually, I don't think so, Bruce, because, you know, I still go down and help in the department if they need help and we're short-staffed and there's anything going on. But I look at it as, you know, providing support in a different way now. Rather than working the floor now, I support the staff to do what they're so good at.
Yeah.
So it hasn't really been a letdown for me at all. And I kind of gauged my education through the years towards taking on more of a leadership role. I went back to do my BN, and then I graduated with my Master of Arts in Leadership from Royal Roads University in Victoria in 2019, I guess it was. It was always the kind of push for me to go further, to do something different.
So more a natural progression. You get your master's just in time for the pandemic to hit. What a time to come back and work.
I worked full time and did my master's online, so I never really took a break to go to school. it was a really challenging time to take a leadership management position as well in the middle of a pandemic.
Good thing you're an adrenaline person. It could have been tricky. As you look back on 35 years, are there any times or projects or things that you worked on that really stick out?
Well, I think one of the bigger projects that really stands out to me was rolling out the EDIS system and electronic charting in the emergency department. You know, we spent all those years doing, everything was on paper. And I remember when we were doing the education and the training, people were like, we're never going to be able to do this. And this is, you know, I'd rather do paper. And after about a year of the system being in place, every time the system goes down, which of course systems always do, it's like, oh, now we have to chart on paper. And that whole process of being involved with the staff and your coworkers and supporting each other through a really significant change in our department. So that one kind of really stands out to me. Kind of another thing that, and one of my good friends will probably shoot me for telling this story, but, you know, way back when we used to give telephone advice from the emergency department.
So virtual appointments, everything old is new again. Just called Teams now?
Exactly, right? So we've been working the night shift. And one night we got a call from somebody in the community whose dog was having puppies. And they thought the emergency department was a really good place to, you know, phone and get help with this. Well, one of my girlfriends was working and she's on the phone trying to talk to this individual. And the other two of us were hysterical, laughing and off our chairs. We're laughing so hard. And I can hear my girlfriend say, no, I'm really not laughing at you. Please to ask your question. Of all the phone triage we did, that one jumps right to the front.
I'd be so happy if it ended with them naming one of the puppies after your friend.
Oh, that would have been nice. She was not happy with us.
No, not. Outside of work, are you a puppy person? Could you have given that advice?
I'm not a puppy person, actually. I'm more of a kitten person.
Ooh.
I've had cats for many, many years. I spend lots of time reading on my off time when I have it. In the past, I have, you know, done cross stitch and that type of thing, although I haven't done it for a few years now because with going to school, it kind of got put on the back bench and I haven't got back to it. But I do read law.
The small business of getting your master's got in the way of your cross stitch.
Yeah, it tends to get in the way of those leisure activities.
Thanks for talking to me today, Vera. I really appreciate it. And are we getting 35 more or is retirement on the horizon?
No retirement on the horizon yet, but not sure it'll be 35.
How about we take 5 and reevaluate? I'll happily talk to you when we're talking about 40 years with the RHA.
Okay, deal.
No big plans for Vera to retire anytime soon. I wonder where our other 35-year recipient is at on that one. It's Val Johnson. She's a home care nurse over in the Paw. I think I'll see if I can get her on the phone and find out.
Good afternoon, Primary Health.
Hi there. Well, I'm looking for Val Johnson. Can you send me straight to her or do I have to go through home care?
No, I can transfer you over to her. Just one second.
Okay.
Healthcare Aids Desk.
Hey, is this Val?
It is.
How are you?
I'm fine, Bruce. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm glad I caught up with you today. You know what? We've got long service awards coming up, and a little bird told me that you're coming up on 35 years. Is that true? That's not a rumor?
That is true. In 1974, it was the Paw Health Complex, and I started on pediatrics. It was a 50-bed ward.
Wow.
I worked there for 10 years. I loved it. You were busy. And then I took 2 years off, and then in 1986, I applied. Home care was kind of in the provincial building at that time. And I started then, and here I am 35 years later, and I guess I found my niche. And
I would say, if you've stuck with it that long, that's impressive. And what moved you over to home care? Just an opening there, or is that something that you...
I wasn't sure what I wanted to do at that time, and a girl I had trained with in Saskatoon had said to me that, you know, home care was always looking, and I kind of diddled about it, and then I went and applied. I love it. I love the work. I love going in and providing a service in the homes and seeing people kind of in their own environment rather than an acute care setting.
What is your favorite part of the job? And is it seeing the people? Is it the moving around during the day? What are some of the things about it that you just like?
The people more than anything. And, you know, the little perks. You can have a cup of tea here and a cookie here. And just seeing some of the people. Sometimes it's just you're the only contact they have with some people, like, you know, throughout the day. And it's just a... Sometimes it's just a TLC visit that you're providing.
Yeah, what a coup. Cookies at work. I can't wait till we implement that around here. That'll be
no kidding.
That'll be pretty good. Are there any, you know, sort of people that you looked after or any experiences or any, is there anything that sticks out for you?
Well, maybe not fondly. I know we've had some horrific storms, and I said, you know how the post offices say neither rain nor sleet nor hail.
Mm-hmm.
Well, with home care, my husband skidooed me in. I lived out in Rawls Island, scooted me into the Catholic Church, and I walked, and I saw all my patients that day, slogging through snow almost up to my hips, and getting stuck, falling into a creek. Those maybe aren't the fondest ones, but it's made things memorable.
What a dedication. Does he like snowmobiling? Like, did he like that adventure, or was he kind of growling at you when you said, look, man, I got to get to town. Rawls Island's a long way out.
Well, he was actually working at the mill, so he couldn't get in either, so he was going to snowmobile, and I said, well, just let me throw me on, and here we go. So we both carried on and did our jobs.
Scooch up a little bit. We got to go.
That's right.
That's interesting. You know what? I lived in the Arctic for a couple of years, and my wife and I snowmobiled to work every day, and she would get on the snow machine behind me and just bury her face in the back of my parka,
yep.
And away we went, so maybe that's how you looked.
Yes.
Are there any of your work partners or people that stick out for you? That
when I worked on pediatrics, I worked with an LPN, Judy Rock. And then when I left, she was still at the hospital. And then she retired and she came to home care after we were all yapping about how much we enjoyed it. And she became my cross shift, like her and I worked together until she retired a couple years ago, finally. And she had done a numerous amount. She was a wonderful person to work with. I've had some wonderful coordinators that I've worked with, Aileen Tote, Lori Marlowe, Amber Mitchell, Joanne Milner, wonderful people to work with. I have a great supervisor, Patty Hayes. They've provided the encouragement and the support that we've needed. COVID has really taken a number on us, in that we can't get together like we used to and have, you know, in-face meetings. And I'm so old school, so this working on the computer, you know, face-to-face there, I kind of struggle with it. I didn't tell.
I was just thinking it is kind of funny because sometimes I do these things over Teams and stuff, but for you and I, it's an honest-to-goodness phone call, but I appreciated it.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
How many years, I'll just quickly dip back to your partner that you had the cross shift with. How many years do you think you guys worked together? Was it more than 20?
I would say probably close to 20 years together. Yeah.
Wow. And you said she finally retired. Does she say the same thing?
Yeah, then she moved away.
Oh, I was going to say, does she say the same thing to you, that you should finally retire?
I don't know. Well, she said to me, you know what, you'll know. I said to her, how do you know when it's time to retire? And she said, you will know. And I think COVID has just helped to push that a little bit. And I'm ready. I'm 45 years of nursing, and I'm ready. I will miss the work. I will miss the clients and the staff. But it's time to move on and enjoy life at the lake. I could be there by myself. That's my happy place. And then my family. I have 4 grandkids and kids here. So
thanks for chatting with me today and for all of your years. It's a spectacular story. And I'm glad you know that it's time to go, but it sounds like you still really like it.
I do. I really do.
Okay. Did we all catch that Vera and Val both did a lap through the pediatric unit of the PAW Health Complex near the start of their careers, and now they're both at 35? How great is that? Hey, thanks to Helga, Marie, Vera, and Val. Job done. I checked everybody off the list that Crystal gave me. Before we wrap this episode, I know Helga would appreciate me mentioning 1,915 years represented in this year's long service. That's a lot of knowledge, experience, and quite frankly, hard work that, you know what, doesn't go unnoticed. Here's hoping she can deliver that, and we can all get together in person next year. I'm Bruce Krentz. Thanks for joining me this time around on Taking the Temperature of the NRHA. If you have someone you think I should call, or you want me to call you, just drop me a line. bkrentz@nrha.ca.